So let's talk about veterans. Here with Kim Osier from the Veterans Outreach Center over on South Avenue. How's everything going over there, Kim?
Everything is fantastic. We are so excited to be getting back out there. You know, we laugh because we're the Veterans Outreach Center, and we are actually able to get out there and do outreach.
You can actually outreach now.
Yes. So that's a big relief. You know, we gotta find people. We gotta talk to people. We've gotta, you know, reach as many veterans as we can. Get them over to this center to get their free programs and services.
Let's talk a quick overview of the services and programs that you do offer, and then we'll talk about the events.
All right, that's fantastic. So, you know, one of our biggest is our food pantry, if you will. It's the Quartermaster Program, where we provide free food, clothing, hygiene kits for veterans and their families. That's obviously very, very popular, and we have people coming in and out all day long for that.
Okay. Now, you also, well, a lot of times you help people find jobs too, right?
We help them find jobs through employment and job training, and we have a center here where people can come in and use their computer. They can do research. We'll help them work on their resume. They can print. They can apply. So we pretty much sort of, you know, have a little center here where people can use our services.
Okay. I'm also looking at your website, and I see legal counseling. What's that all about?
Well, you know, sometimes veterans get themselves in trouble, and we will give them training and services so that they can sort of graduate out of the legal system.
Okay.
You know, if something happens and they, you know, need representation, we will go to court with them, and we will help them reach all of the expectations that the court is asking for if something happened to, you know, a mishap, if you will.
Yeah, show that they're following through with what they're supposed to be doing, that kind
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly. And one of the things we're really excited about is the programs and services for female veterans and their families specifically, and that's become very, very popular. And we encourage all female veterans to come on over here and do some peer bonding and networking and that kind of thing.
Yeah, because things got, especially if they have children, and often they're the ones with the children, and it had to be some really rough goes, you know, with the pandemic and doing virtual school and this kind of, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of hurdles for them.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things, you know, we have our Morrell Center, and we've got washers and dryers. So you can make an appointment and come in and do, you know, your wash. And we talk about that, like, you know, what a hassle to have to go to the laundromat, and the kids are running around and touching things. You know, they can come right on over here. They can sit on a couch. They could, you know, even make themselves lunch because we've got, you know, a full kitchen in there so they can do their laundry. It is by appointment, but still, you know, we provide all the you know, laundry detergent and dryer sheets. So that's big.
That is. That's great.
Yeah.
Now I see residential programs too. How many residents would you have in any one time?
Well, interesting you should ask that. So we do have what we call our emergency and transitional housing for homeless vets. And we are actually looking to expand on that. And I can't tell you how many people we have at any given time.
Okay.
But it's called Richard's House. And then we also have the next step. So once they kind of graduate from Richard's House, they can go to the Auto House. And that's a little bit more permanent. And we also have Liberty Landing, which is stable housing.
Wow.
You know, so yeah. And that's just opened up, and we're having some great successes over there. So we're really excited. So that's called Liberty Landing. We encourage everybody to look into that. We also help veterans find a place to live. We recently highlighted an individual who, you know, pretty much was getting kicked out of where they were living because the rent was getting so high, and they came over here, and then we found them some new housing. We have a lot of connections and relationships out there, so people love to help out veterans and hire veterans and work with veterans, so we have some very good contacts.
Support for the veterans is easy. A lot of people want to do that, and they say they want to do that, but a lot of times they don't realize that their families are affected as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet.
And you have support services for the families as well. They don't have to be a veteran. They just have a family member. If it's affecting their family, you can help them out as well, right?
Correct. Which also makes me think about, you know, our suicide awareness and prevention. Obviously, that's for the whole family, and we're really concentrating on everybody at the Veterans Outreach Center is trained to be able to work with somebody in crisis and be able to get them to the right place at the right time, and that's something we're very, very proud of.
You mentioned suicide. Is that number still 21 a day?
22.
Oh, man. Really?
22 veterans a day. Yeah.
I'm sure the pandemic didn't help that.
It sure didn't. I mean, isolation and panic and, you know, loss of income. So we during the pandemic, we were able to really help out veterans virtually. Now our doors are open. I believe almost everybody over here is vaccinated and ready to go with the new mandate of not having to wear a mask.
Nice, yes.
You know, yeah. It's like, wow, you still have a beard. That's awesome. So that's really great.
So here we are coming up on Memorial Day, Flag Day, stuff like that. Let's remind people that Stars and Stripes, the Flag Store, is a revenue generator for the Veterans Outreach Center, and it's right downstairs from you guys.
It is. It's right on South Avenue between, the house and the main entrance, and we are encouraging people to get new flags. There's a little bit of shortage, you know. We're really kind of feeling the pinch with cotton.
Really?
And that kind of thing, yeah. So if you want to get your flag, come in soon. But we have every flag you could imagine, and if we don't have it, we will get it for you. And 100% of the proceeds do go to programs and services at the Veterans Outreach Center. So we're gearing up for Flag Day. We're very excited because we, again, get to go out and do outreach. We're going to be at about 25 locations within the Rochester community for 4 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, June 11th through the 14th. And our goal is to get an American handheld flag into the hands of every person in this community.
Wow, okay.
And we'll be accepting donations. Yes, and we'll be accepting donations. So we have about 30,000 flags. We have a lot left over from last year. So we're really excited, and I can't even tell you the number of volunteers that have come out and taken over a four-hour shift. And we're from, like, Hilton, Brockport, Rochester, Canandaigua, Penfield, anywhere you can imagine, we are there. And we're still looking for volunteers. So if anybody wants to come and get a handheld flag into a family's hands, please give us a call at or go to vocroc.org, click on Flag Day, and there'll be a little place that you can volunteer.
Oh, so you can anybody can just volunteer to go out and hand out flags and collect a couple bucks.
You bet. Yep. And we're going to provide everybody with a mask and hand sanitizer, and
right.
It'll be really great. But we have about 150 people that we're looking for to get out there. So, and this is our biggest outreach of the season as far as special events are concerned, because we're really out there in the community and celebrating the American flag. Doesn't get much better than that.
No. One of the other things I wanted to mention, though, we were talking about the flag store, Stars and Stripes, the flag store. They're all American-made flags. You don't find those everywhere. Sometimes you find them. You know, the ones made in China, to me, it's just something wrong with that. And plus, every service is represented in there, too. So if you're looking for Coast Guard stuff or Marine stuff, they have all sorts of paraphernalia and tchotchkes for every branch of the service in there as well.
They sure do. And we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week online.
Oh,
so that's okay. Kind of fun. You know, you can pre-order and pick up, or we'll ship it to you. But most of our items are on our website, and that's really fantastic.
Yeah, and again, all the money goes to the VOC.
That's correct. That's correct.
We're golfing again at Midvale.
We are on Monday, July 26th, and I can tell you the community is really getting excited. We only have about 25 to 30 spots left, if you can believe that.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So we're really excited. We're going to do tea times again. And, you know, we won't have any formal gathering just because we had to make plans as we move along. But, yeah, Monday, July 26th, and it's called Golf 4. That's F-O-R-E. Not that you would go four.
I got it. I get it.
So that's pretty exciting. And then moving right after that, in August, we're going to have Pound the Ground, and that's our 5K, walk or run, depending on how energetic you are.
Limp
and
for me.
We're going to do it virtual and in person, really working with Mendon Ponds and the community and the county to make that happen. But we're also going to do it virtual, which is really fun because people from all over the world can participate.
Yeah, you were telling me about last year's Pound the Ground, how, I mean, far and wide people participated. It was great.
We had somebody out in the Mediterranean Sea, and he signed up to run on his ship, and then he got like 10 of his shipmates.
That's cool.
So that was so cool. I mean, Rochester has a lot of military personnel that are out there, you know, protecting us and fighting for our freedom. So it's neat to be able to offer them to participate and help raise needed funding while they're not here in Rochester.
And plus, Rochester is very fortunate to have a Veterans Outreach Center. I mean, it started in like 75 or something like that with the Vietnam vets. And there used to be chapters all over the country, and now we're like one of the only ones left, right?
That is true. That is true. Yeah. And then, you know, we also get to work with the VA, which is right here in Canandaigua. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's probably one of the strongest veteran military communities that I can imagine.
Well, we can thank the community because we have a great community that's very generous and supports
generous.
The VOC. So
that is correct. That's
all right.
Awesome.
Anything else we didn't touch on? We want everybody to get their flags for Monday, June 14th is actual flag day. You're going to need a new flag for your house. You know, Memorial Day is going to be happening before that. Or anytime, July 4th, you know, hello. So if you're looking for a new flag. And you do the ones for the big businesses too, right? You can get those big flags.
We do a lot for, you know, local companies here. So we encourage you to either give a call or stop in at the Veterans or the Stars and Stripes store or shop us online.
Right. Is it still vocroc.org for that too? For
yes,
shopping?
You'll see a little thing, a little, you know, button that says Stars and Stripes Flag Store.
Gotcha. Did we touch on everything, Kim?
I mean, the only other thing I want to talk about is what we call our signature event.
And the big one.
That is called the Stars and Stripes Celebration, and that's going to be held on Friday, November 5th at Oak Hill Country Club. First time we've been there in a while.
Nice.
So I'm very excited about that. And we're going to follow that up with a live telethon on Thursday, November 11th, which everyone knows is Veterans Day.
Right.
So we've got a nice full calendar. You know, we're responsible for raising all of the money to be able to provide these critical services for veterans. And we like to say, not only could you change a life, you could save a life.
Very nice.
Supporting the Veterans Outreach Center.
Well, thank you for everything you do. And please tell everybody over on South Avenue that we say hi. And we'll be looking out for them. And once again, VOCROC.org is your gateway to everything Veterans Outreach Center-wise, right?
That is correct. Thank you so much for your time, Dino.
Thank you, Kim.
Take care.